Let's go to our first guest right now. He is an original member of the Rochester Lancers, a 1963 Cup winner with the Italian American Sport Club. In fact, he was the captain of the team, and he is being inducted into the Rochester Lancers Wall of Fame this year. Frank Carricchio joins us. Frank's appearance is brought to you by Claridge Design Center, located at 3240 Chilai Avenue in Chilai. The number to call is 889-5800. Or go to ClarideDesignCenter.com. Center is spelled the Canadian way, C-E-N-T-R-E. And if you want to get your bathroom, your house, your kitchen remodeled, call Claridge Design Center, part of the Iacovangelo family of businesses who support soccer and our show for many, many years. And Frank, thank you for being with us, and congratulations on becoming a member of the Wall of Fame.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here. And before we go on, I'd like to thank you and Joe for keeping soccer alive and well in the Rochester area with your show. So I think that's very, very nice of you to continue to do that great work that you're doing.
Yeah, Frank, thank you so much. And certainly coming from you is not only a compliment, but it's more than a compliment, because I have a lot of respect for you, and not only because you and I are great friends, but because what you've been able to represent in the community at large, for the person that you are, and how you play the game. So we Andrew and I are very proud, and we are very, very delighted to have you as one of the members for this honor that is going to be bestowed on you on this coming Saturday.
Next Saturday,
on the 15th. So welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass. And certainly Andrew and I were talking about you a little just before the show, and we marvel at all the things that you've been able to do from when you came from your Pignataro Maggiore in Italy, and of course the disclosure is that you're a fan of Napoli.
Well, you know, Napoli's always been my team. I know there's better teams in Italy or all over the world, but when you grow up with a team, you always follow your heart, and that's it. It doesn't matter where they play or how they play, we always follow Napoli.
You know,
and
one of the things
the Lancers and the Rhinos.
Yeah, one of the things I don't understand from myself, I'm born in Calabria, but I'm a Juventus guy. I should be a Napoli guy too, or
right.
A body guy. But you know, of course, I grew up believing all my relatives, they were all Juventus fan, except my brother. Rest his soul, he was a Milano fan.
So well, that's a great thing about our sport. You can support whatever team you want. Doesn't matter if you live in the city or not. But Frank, I want to ask you, you played at Charlotte High School in the city, and when you played the game, what was the sport like in high school back then? I mean, it must have been much different. We were mostly immigrants who came over from Europe and other countries who played the sport in high school.
Yes, it was. Like, schools like Edison Tech had a lot of Ukrainians. Jefferson had a lot of Italians. Unfortunately, I played at Charlotte, which at that time was in the suburbs, way out of the city. And I was the only foreigner on the team. So I was the only player that played soccer before. The rest of them were American kids that were playing for the first time or the first year or second year. It was a learning experience at Charlotte in those days.
Well, certainly, Frank, yeah, you have come a long way from there. I mean, then you played. Tell us a little bit more after Shalat. What happened?
Well, after Shalat, you know, my brother was playing with the Italian American Sports Club. He was a little older than me. And I started going to the games. And when I graduated from high school, I started playing for the Italian American Sports Club. And at that time, that was one of the best teams in the country, an amateur team. We had a lot of great players, a few Italians, but we had many, many nationalities. And we always had the top pick of the best soccer players in the area. And that's why we were lucky enough to win the 1963 championship. But we won a lot of other trophies, Northwestern Cup, the leagues many times. So it was fair to say that we did have one of the best teams in the country at that time.
and a team that we brought a lot of notoriety to Rochester from winning that championship before there was a real professional soccer league in the United States. And you were the captain of that team. What was it like winning that trophy? What did it mean to you and to the Italian American Sport Club?
Well, it was pride, actually. You know, I mean, at that time, as you know, there was no financial reward. There was no money involved. So whatever we did it for ourselves, and we did it for the city of Rochester, and naturally for our club, the Italian American Sport Club. So it was great pride, and that's what it was, really.
Well, I certainly didn't get paid.
We loved it. I mean, we partied after we won that. I think the club was in a party mode for about 3 or 4 weeks.
and well-deservedly so. Now, when you played for the Lancers in the American Soccer League, how was that different from playing for the sport club? What was the level of competition a step up from what you had experienced previously?
Oh, yeah, it was much higher. When we played the first, I remember that the first time we played, I played with the Lancers. After the first half that we played, I thought I had played the whole game already. That's how much more fast the game was and exciting and better. So, you know, we trained week. With the Italian American Sport Club, we were lucky because most of us were working. We trained once a week if we were lucky. But with the Lancers, we were trained 3 times a week.
Thank you.
So that made it a lot better for the team, for the game, and for us, for the players.
Yeah, just on a sidebar, tell us a little bit about, you know, you just mentioned that you practice once a week. You didn't have no locker room. You didn't have nothing. You just dress in the car and then go home and wash the uniform and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, tell us the difference between, because the kids right now, they don't know the sacrifice that, you know, the people made to be where we are today in soccer. You know, now they get big money. You played for no money. You played for pride, just like you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And you got many rewards in a sense of, you know, accomplishment because, you know, it was self-pride. It wasn't money. Now everything's motivated by money.
Well, that's true, Joe. You know, I think that's true in life, a lot of things. If you really love something, if you enjoy doing something, the reward is not monetary reward. It's not money. It's what you feel yourself, of what you accomplish. Geez, you know, I won a championship. Not too many people can say that, especially in the Rochester area. If we would have got paid, you know, let's say $1,000, that $1,000 would have been gone a long time ago, the next day or the next week. But winning the championship for yourself, that will stay for you the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
So that's what we like to relay to other people, you know, the money. Monetary values is not really everything. It's what
another good thing about with the Lancers,
for your team and for your city.
I know the other good thing with the Lancers, you had Mr. Sirianni washing all the uniforms instead of yourself. So I'm sure that was good. But I want to ask you about your coaching because I know after your playing career was over, you went on to be a very successful high school coach and a youth coach here in Rochester at Greece Athena. You won state league championships and were unbeaten in 34 straight matches on the girls' side, and then went over to Bishop Kearney and coached the boys. So what was that like for you being a high school coach?
It was very difficult. When I started coaching in high school, I never realized how hard it was going to be. I mean, this was an everyday affair. I mean, you had to train and coach every day. And again, it wasn't the money, because if you broke it down to how much you got paid, it was nothing. It was just for love of the game. And I figured myself, you know, geez, I play professional soccer. I can do anything I want. I can probably outcoach anybody here. And it wasn't the case at all. All the other teams were good. All the other coaches were well qualified. It was hard. It was tough. And I never realized how many qualified coaches we had in the high school ranks.
Well, certainly, Frank, there was the thing that you achieved in high school and the thing that you achieved as a professional player and as an amateur player, you know, I think that speaks for itself. you know, you mentioned your name in high school, or you mentioned your name in soccer, and you say Frank Riccio. Everybody knows who you are. And then, of course, you got a bigger kudos because you're involved in the sports club in many, many things. You're the guy that have initiated Thursday lunches. And, man, you and Anne-Marie, what a duo. So my compliment, I wanted to plug that because you're certainly doing a great job. And,
see, I didn't know that, Joe. So Frank's the one who started the Thursday lunches.
Yes.
And it's attended by 250 people every other Thursday at the Italian American Sports Club. We'll plug it. Was it $14 now, is it?
$14.
$14, and you get more. You could eat all. You could not have to eat for the rest of the day after going to the Sport Club. And so we have Frank to thank for that. So, Frank, we look forward to seeing you and your family next Saturday at Aquinas for the induction ceremony. And again, congratulations. It's well deserved, and we really are looking forward to the 15th and seeing you and your family there. Thank you so much.
It'll be my honor to be there present with my family and my guests. I'm sure that the place will be well attended, the game will be great. It's going to be a beautiful event, and I'd like to thank you again for having selected me.